Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, astrologer Shelley Entine. And I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 20th of June, and ending on Sunday, the 26th. Well, we have two events this week. We have the sun entering Cancer, which brings us the solstice on Tuesday, the 21st, and Venus leaving Taurus to enter Gemini on Wednesday the 22nd. So let's start out by talking about Monday, and then when I get to Tuesday, we're going to talk a little bit about the solstice and some things that, you know, may be appearing during this time. Monday, it starts out with a Pisces moon, and we have the conjunction to Neptune for the day until 3:21 p.m. So if you're in the mode of positive Neptune energy, which I usually say is, you know, doing something spiritual, having an experience of creativity, and also maybe spending some time in a water environment, Neptune is going to retrograde, not this week, but next week, I believe. So we are dealing with, you know, some of the dreams and ideals and things that we've been hoping and wishing, you know, wish on a star, you're in Neptune land, in a way, even though the star is not in the water. You may be starting to process some of that during the week before the retrograde. And also, Neptune can be, you know, tremendous illusion and confusion and deception and escapist behavior. So people will be slippery like a fish. Try to catch one, right, with your hands. So that is the kind of day we're in until 3:21 p.m. on Monday. We get a lovely energy after this, and that's the moon in Pisces sextile to Venus in Taurus until 7:11 p.m. So that is also creative, also romantic, and inclines us to want to experience something very pleasurable, you know, even if it's just having a nice dinner, you know, it's still, you know, that kind of elevated sense of wanting to be interacting with something that, as I said, brings pleasure on a very physical level for the Venus and Taurus, but also on the feelings and sensitivity levels of Pisces moon. Then we have, coming back down to Earth, moon in Pisces sextile to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn, and that's 8:01 p.m. And so now we are integrating, perhaps, and also getting some messages and thoughts through the psychic channels about, you know, those things in our public life or career or things that we hope to achieve and what we may have to be changing about that. The retrograde is having us look back over something. And we're also going to enter the fourth quarter at 11:11 p.m. on Monday when the moon in Pisces squares the sun in Gemini. Now, that is a three-hour span of that aspect coming in. And so this isn't the greatest time for Pisces moon because it's coming up against somebody who's very mental and analytical and logical, and that doesn't always work. And I always imagine the person who is the Gemini in this duet having this great information and excited to talk about it, and the moon in Pisces is just staring at you, and you may think they're listening, you know, but this is part of you that kind of knows that they're really not there. That's, you know, what that's like, that duet. But at any rate, what it does when the moon squares the sun in the waning phase of light for the moon is bring us to the last quarter, the fourth quarter of the lunar phase, which is when we do start looking at what is it that I feel is an authentic expression of me, and how do I want to bring that forward in my life. And also, at that point, you're going to want to be sort of tying up the loose ends that may be in your life. And at the same time, getting ready for, as we move through to the less and less light of the moon, till we get to the new moon next week, what is it that needs to go? You know, what do we definitely need to stop doing? And, or stop having, you know? Those of you who are familiar with feng shui, objects hold energies, right? So if you look at something and it makes you sad because it reminds you of something that isn't happy, it's not a good thing to have around you. We don't have that consciousness, but it is a truth. So with the moon in Pisces, you may have that kind of sensitivity. You know, Pisces moon is going to shift to Aries at 11:37 p.m., so, you know, if something's coming up for you before that happens, as a result of this Pisces moon transit, you just realize, wow, you know, I have to stop having that thing in my room or whatever. Listen to it. It's probably really a good idea. Everything is energy, and we are affected by all the energies. That is a real truth that we are learning with Uranus and Taurus, okay? So moon enters Aries 11:37 p.m. and it's going to end up like literally exactly 12 hours later at 11:37 a.m. on Tuesday morning in a conjunction to Jupiter. Now, this can be fabulous. If you need to start something and you want it to be a successful start, that's a great energy to, you know, move forward on. But it is a waning light moon, so you do have that to deal with. But Jupiter expanding the potentials and beneficial potentials. So see what comes up for you around that. And that is an aspect that is coming in, but isn't quite ready to be exact when the sun enters Cancer earlier that morning, 5:14 a.m. And this is when we have the summer solstice. Now, for those of you who've never heard me tell you this, this is what it means. It's actually in the middle of summer. It was always called midsummer. If you look it up, look up midsummer and see what dates they give you. You'll be surprised. The thing about this is that the solstice word means stand still. So obviously the sun is not, well, it is moving in the universe, but it's not standing still. But what we are looking at is the progression of the sun on the horizon. In the summer for us, it has been moving further and further north. This is the tilt of our axis, so we're closer to the sun. So the sun seems to be moving further and further north. And then it's going to stop that movement as we look out at the horizon. And it's going to stay in the same location on the horizon, which this only happens at the two solstice points. It's always moving, except for this time, right? So the solstice point, which is bringing us the end of the waxing solar cycle, it's like the full moon. This is the greatest amount of light, and we're going to have it for 3 days, okay? Because the sun will stand still on that point for 3 days. And then it will begin to move towards the south. And that will be why our tilt is going to bring us less and less light in the northern hemisphere and start bringing more and more light to the southern hemisphere. All right, so that's the big deal. And it is a big deal. And this is why if you had, you know, the ability to see the sun during the day and you were watching, you would start noticing that it isn't always in the same place when you look out your window. And I'm lucky, I have an east-west window experience in my house. So my office looks to the west, and my living area with two of the bedrooms look to the east. So I can tell now that I'm paying attention, and I actually will have, at a certain point, the sun reaches, instead of being Stonehenge, and it isn't on the solstice, the light will come into my bedroom window, pick up a crystal lamp that I have, and throw beautiful rainbows all over my room. But only on those days, you see. And that's why the calendar was very easy for the people before we had square calendars on walls or in your cell phone. No squares, but that is what the calendar looks like now. You are able, really, to tell by the shadow. And that's how the kingdoms other than us tell what's happening and what they're supposed to be doing now. So when we pass that solstice, it's this peak, it's this fruition, and that's why it was a great celebration. It was a daytime celebration, and they would, you know, be out there celebrating the sun, because what did the sun do for us over the waxing cycle? It made the plants grow. It made the birds reproduce. It made the lambs reproduce. It made the cows, you know. It was giving us the quickening of life in every way. And as we move past that solstice point, we are going to start reaping the harvests, literally, in the fields. There are some things being harvested before the solstice, but back in the day, it was the grains that were, you know, the staff of life. And so it was bread, so to speak, at one point. That was the first harvest that would come in. And it would come in at the cross quarter holiday, August 1st-ish, which is sometimes called Lunyasad. And there you have the beginning of fall. Okay. And this is the reason, you know, because we're not looking at calendars. We're looking at the movement of the sun and what's happening on the planet because of it. So, you know, celebrations, yes. Looking at the peak of fruition. And one of the things we have to understand is that it is also true that we have had the peak. So, you know, starting things now, start them on the first, before you get to August part, because you are in the giving out energy, like we are after a full moon. We're in something called the waning gibbous phase, which is the phase where you've had your harvest and now you're sharing it. You're sharing it with others. You're sharing the harvest literally or in your own understandings and things that you've been through and things you wish people would know about. So this is still a good time to begin. But as we move further and further away from the peak of a solar year, we're going to have lower and lower energy. And one of the things that I was mentioning on a post somewhere, I can't remember. If you're not on Facebook, you're missing my daily forecast posts on Astral Essence, which was my old website name too, but is, you know, they won't let me get rid of it right now and bring people with me. So it's still called that on Facebook. And you do have these daily forecasts and the posting of the podcast too. But you know, this is also the time of year when the outer planets start to retrograde, you see. And so, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? It must be something about our Earth's movement in the heavens that causes this to occur. So we already have Saturn, which is really not an outer planet. It's not a personal planet either, but it's not considered. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are the ones that are really outer. But we have Saturn, and Pluto went first, retrograde already. And by the end of June, Neptune, as I said, 28th of June, will go retrograde. And it will take a while for Uranus to join them, but Jupiter will join them on the 28th of July. And when we get to the Uranus retrograde on the 24th of August, you will have Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto all in retrograde. And this is kind of a phenomena that happens every year. But again, it is a time when the planets retrograde, if it rules your ascendant or your sun sign and the house that it rules, this is going to be affected, right? So we have this idea here then that things are going to be slower to come forward in those areas. You know, the personal planet that will retrograde during this year's retrograde cycle is Mars, actually, and that doesn't come into retrograde. It's going to spend a long time in Gemini, which is like, you know, Mercury on steroids, as they would say, maybe. It is going to be in retrograde at the end of October, and it will be still retrograde through the end of this year in Gemini. So Venus, however, will stay direct for us. And of course, Mercury will do another retrograde. Oh, yes. You can be prepared for that, hopefully, because, you know, they seem to be getting harder and harder. The next one is in September, 10th of September, and it's going to be from Libra into Virgo. So I was saying to somebody, you know, retrograde Mercury, people are saying, this is the worst one ever, you know. Well, we do have Neptune having squared the sun and moon for our full moon. That definitely, you know, with the moon in Sagittarius and the sun in Gemini, you know, Mercury's ruler. So it is, you know, kind of understandable, but also I think the fact that everyone seems worse than ever is because we're bombarded with Mercury energy constantly. We are. I mean, we wake up and there's information and communication and things that have to be done and things we have to figure out and, oh, look, now I have to deal with this. And, you know, and that is what I think causes the overload that is making people say, this was the worst ever. But it also, you know, the sign that it's in has something to do with that too. And you may feel a little bit better since Mercury entered Gemini, where it's a lot easier than when it was in Taurus for a lot of that retrograde, which is a slower mind to begin with. So there you have it. We haven't even gotten past Tuesday. But I wanted you to know all this. So after this conjunction to the Jupiter in Aries with Moon in Aries at 11:37 a.m., Moon in Aries goes on to sextile Mercury in Gemini until 2:34 p.m. So that's a real big go day. And it also suggests that even though this is the last of the peak of the solar cycle, we still have momentum. We have the momentum, and maybe even until we get to the equinox, because this energy of Moon in Aries, Jupiter, Mercury is going to be in the solstice chart. So now, after this very chatty, very active, boy, have I got information for you, time period of 2:34 p.m., and you may be very active, or your neighborhood may be very active, and you get on the roads, there's going to be a lot of people. After this, you are taking a long time. Again, this is like a 12-hour wait for this to happen. But what's coming is the conjunction to Mars. And that will be Wednesday at 2:58 p.m. So this is now a time when, you know, you could be cruising for an argument, or you could be definitely getting involved with people who are getting an activity going, literally. And, you know, we can hope that it's a good one and not something that involves, you know, the more martial, warlike side of this sign, particularly with Mars there. I'm hoping that we're going to be relieved when Mars leaves this. We have to go through the Mars square Pluto first, though. And I know those of us in the United States, and even just this whole situation in the world, I mean, everything is escalating. I mean, the rhetoric is escalating. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen, by the way. But the rhetoric, I mean, people are, you know, really feeling this energy, and they're, I mean, world leaders and all that stuff. But also we're in the midst of something in the United States, which is definitely has the potential to do something positive, but also has the potential to incite the kind of thing that brings people out to do damage to other people and other things. That is something, if you look at it that way, you kind of know that that's not an evolved method, but it's one that has been with us for thousands of years. So anyway, just be aware of where you are on Wednesday. And then it's going to shift dramatically from the Aries conjunction. Moon will be going to sextil. You know, that's always a sextil is always a opportunity and a helpful experience. This is to retrograde Saturn in Aquarius until 10:19. So here, after we've had this thrust, forward thrust, big time, we are going to be now actually listening to some advice. And, you know, maybe we're going back over as a retrograde some of the things we were thinking about in the future, or group dynamics or friendship issues and this and that, in terms of our goals and the timing and the methods of our goals. And so, you know, we come off that Mars conjunction and we cool down. And we start to allow a processing instead of just a reaction button. And so that's 10:19 p.m. when that comes in. And while it's coming in, Venus has flown into Gemini, sign of birds and butterflies, all the flying things. 8:34 p.m. Now, Venus, when she is combined with the mind and our communications, brings beauty to them. So one of the things we think about with Venus and Gemini is loving words, or words of love. So this is going to be something that can help that volatile energy that's out there. And so, you know, also, the Venus in Gemini is going to have a value on information and communications and classes and thinking and, you know, having short journeys and such like that. But also, beautification of a Venus in Gemini is to the arms and hands. So this is the time when people will buy rings and bracelets and, you know, do some very cool manicure stuff or whatever, they'll be into doing things, spending money on those kinds of things. And so this has happened, and this is going to be, let's see, how long is Venus going to be sending us words of love? Well, she'll be doing that until July 18th. Where she will go into Cancer. So it's a nice long time. And, you know, don't be surprised if you start hearing nicer things from people or even seeing posts on social media that are being more in the realm of love or the words of love, you know, that kind of thing. Yes, in the tarot, Gemini is the lovers, is the card. But it has an idea of choosing also. That's really one of the things that that card's about. So when we get past 10:19 p.m. and the sextile to Saturn, this is where we've got that monthly square of Moon in Aries to Pluto in Capricorn, and that's until 4:02 a.m. So, you know, nice that it's later in the evening. I mean, the West Coast, it starts coming in at 7:19 p.m., so it is your evening. Those of us further east, it's, you know, this is going to take place at 4:02 a.m. on Thursday morning, and it will be Thursday morning even out west, but this is your time when, you know, don't push the envelope is what I always say. Just, you know, there is no way to get around what an authority can do for you. And when you're in the fourth quarter phase with this particular aspect, because all of these things flavor things a bit, you know, it's not just one thing in isolation, but in the fourth quarter where, you know, things are being released and, you know, you're finding out what your authenticity can do and what you may have to also pay karma for, this is not a time when you want to instigate, you know, trying to break rules or, you know, have an argument with somebody who's going to be just stronger than you. That's just the way it is. So, you know, breathe and relax and let that aspect pass. You have it every month, so, you know, you're still here listening to astrology, so you can do it. Thursday, the 23rd, the moon will enter Taurus. Things calm down, 7:58 a.m. And once again, a very gentle, beautiful aspect, the moon in Taurus, sextile the sun in Cancer, 12:12 p.m. So this is your foodie extraordinaire time. That would be a great day to schedule a brunch with somebody. Oh, you'll have such a good one. It'll be delicious. Or even lunch, because you'll still have that energy going for a while after it departs, because it takes a very long time again to get to Taurus Moon's next aspect, which is quite a bit different. It's the conjunction to Uranus. And that won't happen until Friday, the 24th at 6:15 p.m. So it's not likely that you'll be feeling too much of that on Thursday. You'll probably still be drifting in the sextile to the sun, which is nice. But one thing you can know is that if you are proposing things at this moment that are new to someone else's ears or someone is doing the same to you, there is going to be some change down the road, a surprise and a change. When the moon hits that conjunction, and it may, you know, not be literally that time, because the way I'm reading is, you know, we call this a horary chart, or, you know, like a way of seeing. Like somebody says to me, should I buy this house, you know? And if I saw this aspect approaching, and let's say it involved a conjunction in the neighborhood, the house of the neighborhood, I would have to say, well, you know what you're seeing now? In the neighborhood, something's going to change. So you better get your information clear on, and that could be months later because it's so long. It's a fixed moon and it's, you know, it's taking a very long time to get there. So it would be down the road, you know, it's like they're changing roads or they're, you know, changing whatever. Anyway, that's why I'm saying it to you, is that it isn't necessary that the change shows up by Friday, June 24th. But that is going to happen. And all day Friday, you need to remember that also. And you may, though, find some new methods and things that are attractive to you, something new in your diet or some different kinds of foods you want to explore, and you know, things like that can happen also, or changes you want to do in your garden, things like that, which are positive changes. From here, we go to 9:02 a.m. on Saturday to get the moon's square to Saturn in Aquarius. 9:02 a.m. is kind of a downer for the beginning of the day. It won't last, though, but you may have had a change, and maybe there is something that's stopping you from, you know, having what you want, and it's definitely not a time to talk about finance and the future and stuff like that. You get a little over an hour with Moon in Taurus sextile Neptune in Pisces. 10:05 a.m. is when that's exact. So here's your nice, pleasant, gentle, relaxing communion time. Can be creative also. And then it gets practical, Moon in Taurus trine Pluto in Capricorn until 3:02 p.m. So you're kind of looking at a day, Saturday the 25th, that is, you know, might be good to do some things that need to be done, that you've been putting off doing. And, you know, not it's not as frivolous of a day as other days may be. But when you get to the evening, yes, void of course moon until 7:13 p.m. when the moon enters Gemini and heads right for Venus. 3:03 a.m. Sunday morning. So, to look for a good time to have a first date with somebody. Saturday the 25th. Don't meet till 7:30. You'll be good. You'll be good to go. It'll be, you know, really a delightful time. And if you want to have a conversation with somebody, and it's not necessarily romantic, but something that you want to feel is congenial and happy for any reason, some kind of a celebration of any kind, get married or something like that, that's a great energy to do that. Wake up in the morning and a smile is on your face for some reason, because the moon in Gemini is now sextile Jupiter in Aries until 9:27 a.m. Sunday. So this is, you know, a nice flow, and it continues because the moon is going to go towards a conjunction to Mercury, and that won't come in until 3:02 a.m. on Monday. So your blissful, beautiful day is Sunday the 26th. Okay, so it has to go through some stuff during the week, but wow, look at the nice ending. So that was it for this week, and as again, next week we're going to be looking at Neptune's retrograde on the 28th, which is the same day we get the new moon in Cancer, and let's see if anything else is going to, yes, Friday the 1st of July. This is a little bit of a tricky thing to see, because that is going to be in the forecast for the 4th of July weekend. And Mars is going to square Pluto that evening. So let's just put the most positive energy we can possibly think of out there into the world. And definitely pray for peace. Okay, I'll be talking about that more next week. And I'll say goodbye for now.